You like my balls?
You are a mother of how many boys? And you literally asked me that. You have your Christmas ornament.
I have my Christmas decor out.
I know, in your office. Do we have this on YouTube anymore? I don't even know.
We do, but it's just the audio on YouTube.
Well, you have lovely balls behind us.
Brightly colored.
Brightly colored
balls. It's like the SNL skit.
Yes.
With the two ladies. Mm-hmm. Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls. The other, you know, that's the thing, having boys. My little one was coming downstairs yesterday, the day before, and he had like one of those buttons, you know, you put on your desk and you push. It's like
the easy button.
Yeah, the easy button.
Yeah.
And so he kept pushing it. And do you know what it said? I don't know who. It was one of my teens. I assume my son.
You can program what it says.
I guess they bought it. And it says, I don't know. I don't know where it came from. He hit it and it says, that's what she said.
Oh, no.
That's what she said. And so he would walk around the house and and I would be like, I mean, literally I'm talking. He's like, that's what she said. And I was like, no, no, sweet second grader.
It's like, tell me you're a mom of a young child who has older children. Without telling me. Because that is the most,
I get asked all the time and people will be like, but there's certain, because, you know, if I had a thing that I'm big on in parenting that I say over and over and over is inclusivity, include everyone, bring people in, all the things. And people are just like, but there's some people that, I mean, I don't want my kid around their kids. I'm like, I know, I'm raising that kid that you don't want your kid around, okay? He isn't walking around saying, that's what she said. And you're over here asking me if I like your balls. So I don't know, y'all.
It's a lot.
Welcome
it's a
to Sidetrack.
But we do need an update on Thanksgiving. I know we're strong in Christmas mode. I had two Christmas parties last night, not to brag.
Must be
I know.
Nice.
It was a lot.
Who were they? Like friends,
one was Jesuit moms. We did this Target party, which is a fun idea if anybody.
Is it where you go to the place for?
No, I forgot to wear red. But you're supposed to wear red.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully, one other person forgot too. Okay. So it wasn't like I was the only one. And you buy something from Target and it's like a white elephant exchange. Yeah. And I got a really nice hair dryer. I'm real excited about it.
Oh, I need a hair dryer bad.
It's like a Dyson.
That's what I want.
But it's not a Dyson, so it's more reasonably priced. But it's great. I've already tried it.
A Fison?
I can't remember what it's called.
Do you know how I
Lafine or something like that?
Do you know how I always put a faux in front of it? Like a Dyson, it's a Fison?
A Fison.
So one of my friends, we were driving, and there was a store that looked like a Bucky's. And so she put the F in front of it.
No.
And
you know that Bucky's just sued somebody because there was a Ducky's.
Oh, there was?
Yeah. So don't create.
Well, my friend put the F in front of it, and I'm not going to say it because, you know.
No, I mean, what's this show becoming?
I know. What's it becoming? And so then every time we pass like a fake Bucky's, my son, my older one, see all the time. It's a.
No.
Bucky's.
Which is helpful for your whole younger child situation.
Okay, so you had a Target party. I've done a Walmart version of that where you go.
Walmart's a good idea.
And everybody takes $10 and you have to find the funniest thing you can. You go to Target. You meet it at Walmart or Target or wherever. But Walmart's better. And you have $10 and you go buy it. And then you all go back to the person's house, eat dinner, wrap them all, and you do a gift exchange.
That's
fun. Great with the teens.
That's a really good idea. Yeah.
Okay, so what was your
And then the other one was the Christmas card addressing party, which I've told you about before.
Yeah,
but I showed up and it. They were. I showed up at 10 p.m. for that. So they were already like just hanging out. Yeah. Well, there's a couple people still addressing, but I'm not at that stage.
We're going to get to Thanksgiving. Just hold everyone. But can I tell you two things? One, I had my address book on one of those like minted Shutterfly whatever things because I don't. And that's the only place I had it. Well, I went in to try to merge it with something and I was watching a Christmas show not paying attention. I deleted the whole darn thing.
She just hit me on the thigh, y'all. That's how serious this is.
I deleted the
Everyone
whole thing.
Listening just gasped because they understand. It's hard enough, I feel like. Oh. The biggest barrier to me in Christmas cards is making sure I have all the addresses.
Oh.
Who's moved? Who got resent to me? Like, you can't see it's behind this picture, but it's a whole stack of which Christmas cards got sent back to me because I had the wrong address.
Well,
so then I have to go through.
Yeah.
It's laborious. So to start from scratch.
Well, I had printed it out in 2021. And so I'm going through it. She's dead.
That's hard. Yeah.
She's dead. She's dead to me.
I was drinking a coffee. You can't tell a joke when I'm drinking coffee.
I mean, not really, but kind of. Yeah. You know, you look at some of the people and you're like, no.
Well, you do kind of weed out. Like, we're not really in relationship with them anymore.
Correct. Yeah. And so I had to go through the dead and dead to me people and get rid of those. And then like there's people that like Heather McFadden, she's not on that list. Like,
oh, you got to add me. I know.
I got to add
our friend Sherry. She sent me a card. Sure. Got to add Sherry to my list.
Oh yes. You're going to add Sherry, and Sherry will send out the first card. So, and you're not going to get one.
She sent the first one and it was adorable. And the envelope matched the, it was perfect.
It's perfect. Now you're not going to get one from Tracy. Okay. You might get a Hanukkah card.
Hey, Tracy, shout out.
Okay, anyway, back to Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah, give me your update, because I will say my little update, and this is my parenting hack that I just want the world to know for next year. The reason I don't have my cards done is I did decide this year to do professional pictures. We hadn't done it in a long time.
Humble brag.
I'm just saying it'd been a long time, and my kids look a lot different than the last time, and my youngest won't look like this in a year or two. Like, I know that from experience. Yeah. So I want to capture this season. Anywho, the hack is I scheduled it a little short session with a photographer. Shout out Allie Wood. Is that right?
Allie Wood is that is the she's influencer.
It's not Allie Wood?
I don't know. I mean, I know.
We're going to have to take this out if I mess it up. Anyway, I booked it for Sunday morning before church.
Mm, smart.
You know who hates family pictures more than the mom? Teen boys.
Mm.
But they already are in the habit, thankfully, of getting dressed for church, getting up. So we did that. We just went to the park and then went to church.
Mm-hmm.
It
that's
was
smart. I think that's
great. Now,
brilliant. I can't wait to see.
My other thing I wish I would have done is have everyone take their phones out of their pockets.
That's what she said.
It doesn't look good in the pictures when everyone's got a big bulge.
Is that your phone? Or are you happy?
Are you happy to see me? Yeah. Okay. Okay. You're this naughty today. The I know. Naughtiest. This we is, need to get your sorry, we brain got, cleared
let
out.
Let me tell you what happened. Okay. Well, one. Yeah, that's it's Allie Wood
is her name.
It is Allie Wood. Okay.
Yeah. Shout out. So that was brilliant. My hack from brilliant. Thanksgiving. And if you want to spend time with your college student so they don't go hang out with friends, go take a trip.
Oh.
We went to Broken Bow with Bruce's family.
I just booked Broken Bow because of your trip. I booked it for over New Year's.
It's great.
Yeah.
Dallas Peace.
We hosted at our house, which I generally don't host.
Like, and you had to cook all the things?
Right. And Mike ran the turkey trot, and so he wasn't home in the morning. So before he left, we got up because I'm not sticking my hand in the butt of the bird. I can't and get its parts out or whatever. Like, no. Yeah, no,
thank
you. The
gizzards and the guzzards.
And all whatever. I don't know what your innards are, but I don't care.
Do you put stuffing in the turkey?
Yes. And no one's
and
dying.
And do you eat it?
Well, we do in and then a separate casserole thing. But okay yeah. So
Bruce's
anyway.
Mom puts it in and everyone's like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, I've eaten it every year. It is good. But okay, so we get ready and it's like everyone's coming at 1. It's 12:40. And Mike's home and he puts the thermometer in the turkey. And I don't remember what it's supposed to be. Okay, so bear with me, everybody. Let's say it's supposed to be
don't DM her.
160. Okay. I mean, that's probably not it. Whatever it is. It's like 120. I'm like, oh, shoot. Oh no, trouble. And so then I'm looking in the other oven with all the my
must
side
be
dishes.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Two ovens.
I look in the other oven and all that my little side dishes are in there, the ones that I made versus other people bring. Not one of them is bubbling. I'm like,
oh, is the electricity?
No,
out?
It was working. I mean, the ovens were on, but just I guess I wasn't like early enough. I put that dumb bird in at 6:45. So anyway, everyone starts showing up.
Dumb bam bird, I think of Mahjong.
So and everyone starts showing up and I'm like, hey, let's take some pictures before we get started.
You're
so
stalling.
I literally have like, you know.
Let's have a time of prayer and gratitude together. Let's circle up.
Like Aunt Carol with Kate. And Kate's like, do we really need just the two? I'm like, oh, yes. I've always wanted a picture of just the two of you. So we took pictures.
You're doing all these random combos. You're like, Christmas card.
Yes. Well, and then Mike's like, it's a go. Like the bird cooked. And so we get it all out and all that. And then I realize as we're putting it on the table, two things. One, I forgot cranberry sauce or cranberry can or whatever.
Which one do you do? That's a big.
My mom always does the can.
Yeah. So
because
does
that's their. Yeah. I don't eat it. So it never occurred to me. So that's fail one. Fail two is Mike's like, where's the gravy? I was like, oh, the gravy. So I had Dorothy with me. You know, Dorothy is the cook and Dorothy is over there whipping up some gravy. And I mean, it was the runniest dang stuff you ever had in your life, but whatever. So that's how.
Because don't you need like special gravy flour?
I don't know.
Really fine flour.
Maybe. So at the end of the day, this is how it goes. We had a great Thanksgiving and the turkey people say was excellent. I'm not really good. Into turkey, so I don't know. But it's that last minute getting all on the table. Ugh, like my mom so always stressful. Does it. And I'm like, my goodness, that's why she's like so good at it. And I host a lot, but it's all that last minute, have it hot, yeah. Get it on the table. Is the turkey the turkey cooked, the turkey cooked. So anyway, that's where we are.
And I made Dorothy's famous yeast rolls major fail.
Yes, you
like,
did.
Like, so bad that no one ate a single roll. And I even tried to, like, get it going by taking one myself.
Were they flat as a pancake?
They hadn't risen and then overcooked, like, really hard on the bottom because I was trying to get them to rise. Anyway, bad. I'm going to try again. I know they're delicious. You brought me delicious rolls. I think I know the step. It's the yeast. Yeast is finicky, and I think I had too hot a water.
And it's hard. Yeah, and it's hard to travel with them.
I think they just never rose.
Yeah. Well, I got a couple of DMs from people that made them and with pictures. And they were so cute. This one girl sent it with her daughter, little daughter, like maybe like fourth, fifth, sixth grade holding them. And she had made homemade butter to go with it. And then another person texted me pictures of her family holding them right in front of the turkey. I'm like, you guys are so cute.
Y'all are our people.
Yeah. We love you
people. You guys figured it out.
Next time, make me some gravy. All right.
Okay, anything else? What was this situation?
Okay, we've got a couple things to discuss. We'll start with this. Kate's boyfriend
with this story being told?
She doesn't care. Okay. By the way, we've been doing lives on Friday. If you don't follow Sidetracked on social, you're going to want to.
The Sidetracked Show.
Yeah.
Past tense.
And while you're at it, just follow me and Heather. That would be amazing. But if you're not already, because it shows up on... usually on Dump Mom Alone, and I'm on Sidetracked usually, I think. But anyway, so we've been doing these lives on Friday, and they've ended up being kind of really fun because I hate a live, but they've been fun, and people really like them. And a girl weighed in. It was so funny talking about how her daughter's boyfriend was coming?
Yeah.
No. Her son's girlfriend was coming to stay with them. And she's like, do I clean the baseboards or not? And I was like, gosh, that's such a great question.
Yeah.
And so we're all laughing about it. Well, my daughter and one of her best friends, they jump on it every Friday because they think it's so funny and they want to be let in our live. They're always like, let us in. I'm like, no. Well, so Kate was actually sitting on the couch with me when he did it last time, and that girl popped back on and she goes, okay, I didn't do the baseboards, but we did spray power wash off the front driveway. And so we're laughing. So Kate's boyfriend comes into town and I'm like, it's a new boyfriend. He's met him once.
Real cute.
Kate says it's creepy that you always say that.
He is. He's real cute.
He's real cute. And sweet and kind.
And tall.
Yeah, he's 6'5", and she's 5'1" on a good day.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's there all weekend. He's really, really, really quiet, you guys. Now, Mike keeps saying I'm a lot, and anybody would be quiet if they didn't know us. So he's really quiet, and I have the worst foot and mouth syndrome when there's like pauses in conversations.
You're very uncomfortable with silence. We talked about that with Jess Connolly.
Like, oh, I thought it was Emily Freeman, but yes.
Somebody. Oh, maybe it was Emily Freeman. You're right.
Okay. And so you guys, it was horrible. So all weekend, like I'm trying not to like be like, tell me more about your family. Huh? Like I'm trying to like play it cool because this poor kid, he doesn't need like, it's like looking at the sun when you have my full attention and I get awkward. And so we're at lunch. We go to Babe's, this restaurant in Dallas. It's so good, everyone.
Delicious.
Because our dearest friends are with us. And they'd already said, Kate, the last guy she dated, he didn't like Babes. And they're like, if you don't like Babes, you're not our people.
It's a red flag.
It's a red flag.
It's not even.
We want you to be a Christian, but really we want you to love Babes.
It's
not a
pink one. It's a red
one. Oh, it's red.
Yeah.
So we took him to Babes. And so we're there with our friends. And I, not one time, everyone, but two times called him by the wrong name. And not
by like a former boyfriend name.
Her ex-boyfriend's name.
No.
Twice. Oh,
what
I wanted to grab my biscuit and nug and what are those things called in Tinder and hide under the dang table.
Mike's just shoving a biscuit in your mouth. He's like, woman.
No. Mike's not even, this is what's even more disturbing. Mike's not even fazed. He's like, this is just a Tuesday in our house.
Oh my God.
I called him the wrong name twice.
How did Kate respond?
What? The first time I just kind of kept going. I'm like, these aren't the names, but like, I'm like, so Bill, Richard, how are you?
Bill Richard.
Yeah. And I just keep, and then the second time he's closer to me than Kate is. So he can't see her face. And she gives me that, like, you have got to be freaking kidding. Yeah. Like, are you serious? And so I don't know if they're broken up yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
See, this is what was helpful. And I dated 3 Matts and 2 Todds.
Oh,
keep it simple.
Did you really?
And then I have Bruce. So whatever.
Me and my college roommates all married Matts or Michaels. And then one of them got divorced from her Michael and married a Matt.
See?
Yeah.
This is a good thing. Just keep it.
What about you? What? Tell us something good.
Okay, so we did that live, and mm-hmm. I was on a hike. Do you remember that?
Yes, you're so out of breath.
We were going uphill, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know the story of Bruce's mom and what she's been through physically mm-hmm. in the last, like on her 50th wedding anniversary? We were at this beautiful ranch that they'd gotten. I know it was literally nice. Must be nice. It was so nice, but she fell on the rocks, broke her hip. She's in a swimsuit. She got to be in the back. We duct taped her to a lace chase lounge chair.
A chase lounge.
Into the back of the SUV.
Why are we not called a paramedic? Because we're too far out?
So far out.
Okay, okay.
So she got to drive for hours in this bathing suit with a sarong. In extreme pain. It's funny and
inside. Sarong, on not her thong.
50th wedding anniversary.
That's horrible.
Horrible. So like that's what age? One.
60s, 70s?
Oh my gosh. How many years ago was this? I don't know. Okay. I can't remember. Then she fell again, broke the other hip. A couple Christmases ago, she was getting the wreaths out from upstairs. She had a wreath on each arm. She fell down the stairs.
Oh my gosh.
Thankfully, my nephew was out front. He heard it. It was that loud. He was cutting the grass and he heard it. She broke her neck. Her femur. She missed Christmas with us. She was in the hospital for a month. So anyway, so this
is... I kind of want to cry.
So this is all the context. Okay. So she's with us at Thanksgiving and everyone's terrified that my dog, Charlie, that I brought is going to knock her over and...
Yes, why is she there? You need to be walking around.
Oh, like, so let's go on a hike.
Yeah, right.
So my idea was this really beginner hike I found on the Google. I'm like, beginner, mm-hmm. beautiful, next to the river. No, they went on another one because I was on the live.
Oh, no.
Two roads diverged. We went on a mile and a half hike with her. Half of the mile was uphill, straight uphill. The last half a mile was on like a slant where on your right side is the river and on your left side is uphill. So you're kind of like not even evenly on a flat surface.
What'd she break?
Nothing. It was amazing. I felt like, way to go, mom. She showed these people, even if she was in extreme pain, which she would not admit, she's not a complainer. Mm-hmm. She's an angel, Rosemary. Is her name. Anyway, I was just like, we're all worried about the dog. And then we're like, let's take her on a hike. With that's like,
terrible.
It wasn't just uphill. It was rocks, like, you know, loose rocks and roots of trees. And
anyway, she did it.
Bruce was holding on to her.
Mom, we've never been more proud of you.
It was impressive.
Are you going to have
she's 80 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you going to have that kind of grandma name?
I want a good one.
I kind of like
when they go together with like Lollipop, like Bruce would be Pop and I would be Lolly.
Well, no, I don't know about that.
Or like, I think we talked about this a long time ago, but I heard one yesterday. It was so cute. It's my friend Terry. His grandkids call him Teddy. That's adorable to call your grandpa Teddy.
But I don't want to be a Nana.
No?
Sorry if you're listening, Nana, whoever that might
be. That's my mom.
Oh, it is? Oh, and your mom. I love your mom.
Kathy's so, listening. Kathy, she loves I'm you. Sorry. Not anymore.
Kathy, I don't want to be a Nana or a Nina or a Mama.
A Meemaw?
I don't know. What are all the...
Meemaw is real
like,
bad.
What?
Granny?
Oh, that's gosh.
Yeah, that's not good. We'll come up with them.
I'm not going to be because I keep calling the kid by the wrong name. Kate's never going to get married. Friends, it is the holiday season, and it is time to figure out what are the meaningful and unique Christmas gifts we can give. And I'm just going to tell you, like, why not give the gift of God's word with the Dwell Bible app? I'm telling you, Dwell has some amazing deals right now. They have discounts on packs of five. You get 50% off. And I know firsthand, it is a fun gift to receive because the first time I got Dwell, it was gifted to me. And I love it. And it has made a huge difference in how I receive God's word. And so what's the best part? Well, friends, you can choose the card design you want. They make great stocking stuffers. You can print it out, throw it in the stocking, or buy an e-card and set the delivery date for the 25th. And your out-of-town friends, they'll get it on Christmas Day. With the Dwell Bible app, you're not just giving the Bible. You're giving an immersive audio experience that brings scripture to life. And you know how I love that you can pick which voice reads it to you, the background music you want to use. You can even adjust the listening speed to get it faster or slower. And so it just fits into the rhythm of my everyday life after dropping kids at carpool, and it makes it easy to take a deeper dive into God's word. And so share the joy of listening to the Bible. This Christmas, you can head over to dwellbible.com/sidetracked to shop all the deals. Again, it's dwellbible.com/sidetracked. And don't forget, I will link it in podcast notes.
Okay, so I need to bring up, since it is Christmas time, What's your favorite Christmas movie? Like you said, you were watching a show and you got distracted and deleted all your addresses.
I know. I love.
Are you like a Hallmark person or a Great American Family person? And you'll just watch anything that's got the same plot line.
I mean, if I'm doing the same mindless, yeah. But like if we're gathering, like the ones that our family watch every that yeah. we really love. Go I mean. To. Love Christmas Vacation, right? Love Elf, sure. Yeah. But really Four Christmases. That's where we live and die is Four Christmases. I mean, when he does that part where he's like, I'm not having some sex predator come in my house and touch my underwear, I die every year. If you haven't seen it.
Because he doesn't want to get cable.
It's not a satellite.
I mean, it's a satellite dish. When he plays Joseph.
Joy to the web.
And he's got this short little thing on and she's like, I need the swaddling. She's freaking out and he's having his moment.
Swaddle
he's like,
baby woman,
swaddle that child.
So great.
I mean, she is an unfit mother.
It's so good.
Oh, there's so many great parts in that. Yeah, I've already watched that.
We say at least once every couple of weeks, great. What? How does he say? He's like, great, laugh at me for being educated or whatever, because they talk about him being educated and the family makes fun of him. If you haven't seen it, it's a good one. It's not a child friendly.
What's your favorite kid one, like that your kids watch growing up over and over and over again?
I mean,
like
mine,
Prep and Landing was one I remember my kids watching.
Never
a lot.
Heard of it.
Prep and Landing, it's an animated one.
Home Alone. Jamie watched a lot, part of it last night. In fact, he had a throwdown because I turned it off. Kevin was lost in New York.
Home Alone 2.
All of them, whatever we can find. Okay. They
even have Home Alone like 4 and 5, which are not as good. I wouldn't recommend.
Home Alone 1, and the dysfunction of the family. Bless their hearts.
I saw a meme that says there were 3 things the family did wrong in Home Alone. 1 was not getting on Buzz more, like he got away with too much.
Yeah.
2 was leaving Kevin. And 3 was forcing people to drink milk with pizza.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so.
Every time I watch it now, I just see Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me too.
And I'm like, the difference in the character she played anyway.
What about you? What's yours?
No, I would say one that we've watched a lot and it's terrible. And it has a politician as the main character. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the main. He's the dad in it. It's called Jingle All the Way.
Okay, I've heard of it. I don't know if we've seen it.
Okay, so the premise is that his son wants this action figure, and they're all sold out.
Okay.
And he had the whole story is him trying to get this action figure doll.
Okay.
And it made me think, I was going to ask you, have you ever had a kid want something and it was like the most sought after gift?
Yeah.
And you have to like, you know, you're at the store late. We had one with a PlayStation 5.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did Back I tell this story before?
I don't remember.
Where they met somebody in a park?
No, gosh, no. That sounds safe.
There was a year where we had 2 boys and one was adamant that PlayStation 5 was the way to go. And the other was adamant that Xbox, whatever, Series S or whatever it was the way to go. And they were at odds. We couldn't as a family decide which.
Yeah, which one.
So we ended up getting both because they won. But
happy first world.
One of them was, they were constantly on my phone trying to find the best deal, trying to find them because they were sold out everywhere. And my one son, he's like, I found one. Just have to meet him at
in
this
a park.
And Bruce went with them. And it was this kid. And he's like, yeah, it's in this backpack. Just, you know, send me the money through whatever. And I'll give it to you. And they're like, no, we want to see it. And he was like, no. He's like, you're scaring me. And they're like, what? We're scaring you? I mean, my son was maybe like 12 at the time. Like, he's not terrifying. Mm-hmm. And this was a kid.
Yeah.
Anyway. He just takes off running with backpack, jumps in a car, total scam.
Wow. Nearly I cannot believe y'all met him in a park.
Yeah. But of our age, it was the Cabbage Patch dolls. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the Cabbage Patch.
I saw a video come through and it was like in the 80s.
Yes.
Parents like knocking each other out.
To get those.
Did you have any?
I don't remember. I mean, like we grew up, I remember the big deal was an Atari and we got an Atari and I think there was a big deal to get it. I will say this year and you know, we've talked incessantly about my husband and him really enjoying a good gift and how I fail every time. And so he loves that they have a game table at Costco and it has like Pac-Man and Galaga or whatever. And every time I went by, he's like, I love this thing. I love this thing. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to bite the bullet and get that thing for him.
Did you get it already?
I waited. They're gone. Oh, I'm going to have to go meet someone at a park. I have to go to
Bring park. Sherry. Can we film it?
Sherry, can you go to the park with me to get...
You know, at Broken Bow, at the house we were at, they had a really cool one.
Where he fell in love with them, at Broken Bow.
No, this was a different kind of thing. It was very sleek looking. It was basically like, it looked like a glass table. I was very tempted to maybe get one for our family. It's a little pricier though, but it's more digital. So you can pull up like Battleship and Connect Four, like all Clue we played on it. Yep. And you can add games to it. And it's just a flat surface table. Glass on top. Yeah. So it just looks like a glass table when you're not using it. And then it turns on like it's a computer that's
how much
horizontal.
Lay it out there.
900 to 1,000. I saw different prices.
It's not nothing, people.
It's not nothing.
I mean, if you could sell that armoire, we could totally get one.
I'd have space for it. Oh my gosh. Okay. So should I show you this one video from Christmas? Speaking of Christmas has gone wrong.
Oh yeah, please.
Okay, so my friend Holly.
Do I know Holly?
I hope you do.
Is it Trinity people?
She's Trinity people.
Our school.
Everyone. Her daughter got this toy. Does anybody remember the flutter fly fairies? You would push a button and the fairy would fly?
Kind of, yeah.
So she got it and they took a video of her opening it, and it was so popular that it ended up on America's Funniest Home Videos. They almost won.
Oh my gosh.
And someone recently resurfaced it and set it to the music of Defying Gravity from Wicked.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And they're like Flutter Fry. Anyway, you'll see in a second why they call all this. People in the comments are like, we need to check on her. This was a long time ago. Is she okay? And then people are like, I actually know her. She's 16. She's a junior with my son.
So it's your friend Holly's daughter.
It's my son. Friend Holly's daughter. Taylor.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Okay, so I'm going to show you this. Let's see. Okay. You're just going to hear the music, but basically she pushes the button. The little fairy flies up. She's trying to play with it and up straight into the fireplace.
Oh my gosh. That's the worst. Did she freak? What happened?
She goes, like as it's going into the fire.
It went into the fire.
And I mean, her husband, Matt. Oh, there's another Matt. Was sitting right next to it. I'm going to link to it. But like,
oh my gosh.
Horrible. Oh, this girl, Taylor, was in Beauty and the Beast with Quaid. She was the other part to his, she was the clock and he was the candle.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so she's in drama now, but like, it's not because of this. It was so, I'm going to link to it because y'all have got to watch. And if you have a Flutterfly fairy, I don't even know if they sell them anymore.
I want you to be real careful saying that.
I think people's hair got caught in them and stuff. Like, it's not a good.
They have, speaking of like social, and so my daughter sends me reels, and everyone sends me reels. I want you to know, if you send me a reel, I'm not going to watch it.
It's a love language.
I don't like reels. I don't think they're funny.
But like, you have to see it as a love language.
Okay.
The person thought of you when they saw it.
Okay. So my daughter sends the ones of like, that are real popular now, where I think you may have mentioned this the other day, where you're like in Home Goods and you're like,
oh,
what?
Yes.
You want a turtle with a backpack on it that has a chia pet? Oh, here.
Want a headless angel?
Yes. And so my daughter sends those to me all the time because they crack her up so much. And then she also sends me the ones of people like yelling at their kids in Hobby Lobby and like being overly momish and like, you knew when you got here that I was going to be looking at this garland all day. And like the way all these things. And I'm like, how come everyone you send me is a mom screaming at her kids?
They're shopping.
But yesterday I went to the car toys.
Wait, what?
The car toys.
What's the car toys?
Y'all, have you heard of car toys? It's a like place where you go to like put in aftermarket things into your vehicles for like your teens.
Like a cherry bomb exhaust?
Right. But it's more electronics. And I went in there. Oh. There's not, here's the short version. I like most people. I get along with everybody, I don't have that many pet peeves, but when I feel like I'm getting patronized sometimes, and so I went in the car toys and there's always some bro. That's like, oh, we've got a mom in here that's going to. And so all I wanted to talk to them about is about putting Apple CarPlay in Kate's car for Christmas. I doubt she'll listen to this. And I went and I was like, and they're like, can we help you? I'm like, yes, I need Apple CarPlay. And they were like, ma'am, we can't buy Apple. You can't buy Apple CarPlay. I mean, you'd have to buy a radio. I was like, well, obviously, genius. I need a radio. And then I went through and I'd already done a little research on what it probably should cost. It was 3 times that by the time they were done. And I was like, whoa. I'm like, well, you've priced me out on this. Oh, well, if you didn't want the 6-year extended warranty, that's $300 less. Oh, you didn't want us to put a new backup camera in? That's $400.
Oh my gosh.
And hopefully Car Toys isn't a sponsor ever.
No.
But all that to say, when like you get it, your mind, these things you want to get your people or whatever. And it's like, I just had to pull the plug on it. And it was that moment of like, this is what I really wanted to do for her, because I want her to not look at her phone when she's with directions. And I just, it makes it safer, but also it'd be a fun gift for her. Oh my gosh. They wear me out when you go to those places. And so anyway, I got the total.
At least you've done your research.
I did the mom treatment. So that's that.
What else? Do we want to be sidetracked?
Yeah.
I think we need to be sidetracked. Okay. And we also have gifts for each other.
I know. I'm so excited. We've
got so much to do. Okay. So my first one, I have a bag here. Do you see it?
Bird Bakery.
Bird Bakery. This is my first thing I've been sidetracked by. My friends Amber and Angela told me about it. It's an app called Too Good To Go. Have you heard of this?
No.
You download it and it shows you restaurants near you, bakeries near you, that they have things that they don't want to have to throw out. And you can buy them at a discount before they go bad.
I'm going to stop you there. Am I eating 3-day-old pastries?
Yes, totally.
Okay. Well, this is fun. This is
a Merry Christmas. Look how cute it is. Look at this. That's adorable.
Oh, that cupcake is cute.
It's so cute.
And then, I don't know if the frosting's green or it's just that that dated, but
this one was so cute. Look at this. It's a little like, it looks like an egg pack, a six egg pack, and six mini cupcakes.
Now, how old is this?
No, it's like from yesterday. They just can't resell it today. This. And so they, like some places it's food.
Be clear, she's not offering me any of this. She's just showing me a because
I don't want
on.
You eating on the show again. People complained. We got some angry DMs.
Did we really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, what can I do?
But I think it's a great.
I think that's great.
And if you have teens, like you could get a dozen donuts and you just, it has a window of when you pick it up.
Too good
this
to go?
Would have been, this is $21 worth of stuff and I paid $7.
Oh, okay.
So it's significantly discounted. And anyway, just check it out. You don't have to buy anything. You just look and...
If you like it, you like it.
If you like it, you don't.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. What do you got?
Okay. My friend, Christy, shout out, Sherry's sister, gave me an Erin Condren. Is it Condren?
Sure.
Notebook. And this is so lame that I'm talking about this, but it's a spiral notebook. Think your old school spiral notebook. But it's laminated in front and back and it's personalized with my name on it. And it's huge. Like, I mean, it's bigger than a normal size. And it is... the thickest paper, but you can leave it in there or pull it out. And I don't know what it is about me and paper products, but you give me a good notepad. You give me a good, anyway, I've been working on using it and taking notes as I'm writing my book and things that come to my mind. I love it. And so that led me down this rabbit trail of this is not what I got you for your Christmas present, but I was like, I would wish I would have had a notepad, like those big, fat, thick ones that are like too expensive, $50 or whatever.
Yeah.
I should have had one made that said, must be nice. Mm. Wouldn't that have been the best gift for you?
Totally.
And so then I'm like, I was like, we need merch. If we ever do merch, we're going to do must be nice, like t-shirts or notepads or something. Wouldn't that have been good? First thing is that, and we're going to have to link it. It's Erin Condren or Condren. I can't remember now. I'm messing that up.
Might be
Condren. Notebook. And you can order that for someone. They're so great.
Okay. That's good to know. I like a good paper product. You want to do your next one?
No, you go ahead.
So last year at the Target party, what I got from a friend was a food processor, which you would think, oh, food processor. It was a really nice one, but it also came with all the ingredients in the recipe for this cranberry salsa.
Oh.
And I will tell you, I have already made it 3 or 4 times for different events I had to bring food to, and it is so popular. It's delicious. It has some jalapeno in it, some cilantro, and then cranberries and a little sugar.
You should have made me that.
I should have made you that.
It's too soon since I forgot, actually. Cranberry sauce.
Sorry to bring that up. Rub some salt in your wounds or some cranberry in your wounds. Love that a week ago. A little cranberry in your wounds. No, it's delicious. I will link that. Yeah, it's such a go-to.
What kind of gift exchange you get a food processor?
Well, it was the Target one. So she went to Target and she got the ingredients at Target. That was a clever like little gift idea.
Combo. Did you already tell us what's the price range in that thing?
I don't feel like I should.
Oh.
I mean, it's high. $75 to $100.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to a gift exchange in a few weeks and it's a $50 gift. I'm like, oh, I feel all the pressure.
Yeah, I would do something good. I would ask Kate.
Okay.
What do you got?
The next thing I'm going so boring here. Groupon. Remember the crusty Groupon of the day that we'd get on Groupon?
I love a good Groupon. You know what I love? Groupon we did? The fondue place.
Oh, yes.
We could get a good deal on fondue for the 6 of us.
Okay, well, I went on the Groupon a couple of years ago, and I've done it for graduation announcements. I've done it for – they have a thing for photo affection or something for Christmas cards, and I basically can get like 200 cards for like $60 or something.
So with your addresses?
$70.
This is another
– I don't have addresses, so thanks for asking.
Sore topic.
Would have been really nice if
I'm confused.
Like, it's it, you can, I mean, you can get your Christmas cards inexpensive. It's too late for all that, people. But the other thing, like, in, if you live in Dallas, Fort Worth, at the Gaylord, they have a thing called ICE. Yes. They have tickets for ICE right now to take your kids to. I had just forgotten about, Groupon. I was about to call it the crusty old Groupon, that I'd forgotten. And there's some deals to be had on there.
I think people are in the mood for deals lately.
Yeah.
I think we were like,
I mean, I'm eating 3-day-old baked goods over here. So
it's back to the Depression era. That's over right. Here. I'm reusing our foil.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Ziplocs, washing them out and hanging them over the faucets.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Like, I was going to say Wicked, but I think I'm going to go Christian instead.
Okay. I love that.
I do. I am sidetracked by Wicked. I did finally see it.
And you did. I haven't seen it yet.
Such a fan. Such a fan. Anyway, but I am sidetracked. My friend Carolyn Cobb, who is a musician, she has an advent for Exiles. And our friend Sherry, was she the one that asked for an advent, or you did?
I did. I'm going to order it while we're sitting here talking. I still don't have one.
Anyway, she wrote this, and it is so well done. It's called Advent for Exiles and has 25 devotions, and it's really pretty. I feel like you could leave it out as part of your Christmas decor. It's not too big. It's not too long. Anywho,
I just bought it, everyone. You just
bought it. Okay.
It's bought. There was no Groupon for it. And it's a few weeks old.
It's well done, and I'm doing it with a group, and it's kind of a great little Bless. I started feeling not so great yesterday. That's why I'm a little hyponasally today. And I did a little liquid zinc.
Oh, and that was actually me sneezing.
That was you sneezing.
No. Okay. Okay. My last thing, everyone, is just generally Christmas cards. I know we just talked about Groupon. Like anybody's Christmas cards. They've started coming in. We talked about this before, right? That I have a few rules. Like, I don't want to see your feet, nor do I want to see your husband's feet.
Yeah, no feet.
Put shoes on.
Shoes.
I don't want to see you in the bed where you conceived your child.
No beds.
So if you have a baby or whatever, I don't want you to be on
your... What if the card comes in, you just throw it out immediately?
No, I ridicule and then I put it back where it goes. And I love you people. I mean, I do, but I feel like somebody's got to speak truth into you. Nobody wants to see your feet. Nobody wants to see your marital bed. What else do we not want to see? Hold on. I'm going to think of another one. My kids accused me of this year's card. And by the way, I wish I had enough. I would send all of y'all one if you
maybe
requested.
We can post our cards on Sidetrack's Instagram as like
a... Way to be. Whatever the word is.
What? Promotional?
Promotion. No, way to think of the right way to do that. Okay, you guys. My family claims that our Christmas card, the family pick, I'm the only one that looks good in it.
The mom should always look good. Right. If the mom doesn't look good,
Well, that's just it. Don't you send me a card where mom looks bad. You picked it. Ladies.
I was at my life team and one of my friends who's a counselor, she's like, we call this period between Thanksgiving and Christmas the blur, right? Like it's just chaos. And I said, is that equal for men and women? No. I don't feel like the mental load for men. I mean, Bruce has a lot with work as far as like budgets for end of year and board meetings. But as far as Christmas, like I don't feel like he's overwhelmed with his Christmas list or the Christmas cards or decorating or the social calendar. Like none of that is on his mental load.
Right. No, I agree with that.
So the blur, I was like, I don't feel like this is equal.
Totally agree.
Okay. Can I give you my present before we...
Oh, yeah. I need to get mine next. But okay. Yeah.
Do you have something else you want to say?
No, I have something for you too.
Okay. Here's the story, Morning Glory. There's a couple things in there, but there's something wrapped in blue tissue paper that I want you to open last. Okay.
This is so exciting, you guys.
It's so exciting.
And she wrapped it with tissue paper that apparently came from that app.
I knew. I was like, Cynthia's going to comment on my tissue paper.
The tissues.
It's been used.
Four times reused.
It's reused.
No, it hasn't. Like, it's been used on someone's behind in the bathroom.
I got this last night as a giveaway of my Christmas card addressing party last
night.
What
the heck? You're re-gifting?
The bag.
Okay. The first thing.
Flip it around.
Okay. In this package,
it's Laura Myers, a gal I know from church. Uh-huh. She hand letters, like it's hand lettered cards. I know that you are so good at being intentional and you paper products. You just said the paper products. I'm like, oh, I won. I did a good job.
Four
different like styles, and it says hi there. Which is so you.
Okay, you guys, this is the cutest thing ever. And we're linking that because she hand does this.
Yeah, she's very talented
artist.
If
you get one of those from me, you know I love you. Because there's only four.
There's only four. Special. Okay, so this is...
Your wardrobe superhero, Stitch. Tell me more.
It's the gun that like will stitch together things.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
It stitched together. Like if you...
Like if something's a little too low cut or like you want to...
Yeah.
If something's like loose, you can just... poke it through and then squeeze the thing and then it shoots a little piece of plastic. And anyway.
I mean, you guys, sorry, my cleavage is not going to be as accessible anymore.
That's what she said. Okay. So the next gift You can open that one. Okay. So.
Oh, God.
Given our age and stage, the pink one.
Okay. It's called. Oh, no.
Read it, please.
Joylux. Cold Her Hot Flash Cooling Relief, a pair of bra inserts using advanced phase change cooling technology to deliver quick hot flash relief on the go. Oh my God.
You just throw them in your bra when you're feeling a hot flash and it cools you down. I don't know if you have
hot flashes. Do you keep them in the freezer?
I don't know. I haven't researched it.
I don't yet, but I
well, are you going to put them in your bra right now?
I'm going to look at it. I can't put my bra because I just stitched my shirt together. You know. So before I got to like the order
oh
matters.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. It looks like an ice pack. You just keep it in the freezer. And then when you're ready to go, you put a bunch of your eyes.
Take a picture so we can put it on social.
Hold please. Yes. That's perfect. I feel like those are a little small for your bra.
Why, you think I have big boobs?
Yes.
You do?
Compared to me, mine's Tic Tacs on a wall.
Okay. Well, this itty bitty is titties. Lovely.
That's me.
This is the end of the show.
What?
No. You cannot.
I can't say that. No. I got reached out by a sponsor that wanted me to promote their product for people in that club.
Thank you. These are lovely. I'm going to let y'all know.
And please open the next one. It gets a special green box that's glittery. It's just a little sample size.
Uber lube? What is going on in
the world? I need you to get rid of your fire and ice and use Uber lube instead, please.
I will not be reporting back on that. But the other things, Heather,
I did thoughtful and funny.
You did thoughtful and funny. Mine is so lame next to this because you really outdid yourself. And I'm going to say I love it all, but those hand-done cards.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It was your love language.
It is my love language. Hold, please. I'm getting the gift.
Am I opening it now or are we doing it on Super Trackers?
No, you're opening it.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about it later.
Okay.
More. I couldn't wrap it because it's big. Oh. This is like a demonstrative of what the actual gift is. So here's the gift, but there's...
Merry Munchies. Oh my gosh.
It's a really long... It's
cute.
A long,
do I spank my kids with this?
No. It's a long board that you can put like little... It's real cute. It's like...
real cute.
What's that called? It's mud pie. And you can put like munchies pie, on it.
Yes.
But the reason it's a visual for what we're doing. Guess what I got you? What? We in January are going to do cookie decorating classes at my house.
What?
I said classes. Let's just say class. Cookie decorating class because you're crafty.
And oh, I love that.
And you love experiences.
Oh my gosh.
And it meets your emotional need.
It does.
And so we are going to do that. And we're going to talk about this a little more in Super Tracker, but we're going to do it at my house, I think, because you know, I have that big long island or whatever.
Yeah.
And Sherry and Tracy have already committed to do it with us.
Yes.
And we're going to talk it on Super Trackers, but we're going to open it up to...
What?
If you live in the Dallas area.
This is all big news to me.
I know. So
this is your exciting.
Gift, your gift is...
It just keeps getting...
Well, she just threw it on the floor.
Fell over.
Your gift...
You know what I could do? I could put our little cupcakes in here.
You just hit me in the boob with your...
Because they're so big.
With your board.
Help it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, woo.
What's happening?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to do more. And I think the cookie decorating class is going to be so fun because there's nobody less capable of doing that well than me. And you're just going to eat it up and be all into it.
I love it. I'm going to love it. I love it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, y'all. Enjoy your movies and your gift giving and your people. And we will meet you back here. We're actually going to skip December 27th.
Okay.
So y'all can celebrate. I'll be on the cruise.
And then we must be nice. And then we will do Super Trackers. And I and Super Trackers say, one, I'm gonna talk to y'all about if you want to do this cooking class with us, how to do that.
Yeah.
But then also, the worst podcast interview ever.
Oh no.
Ever. We're gonna talk about. And okay. You want a hint?
Yeah.
You know who the guest was?
No.
I'm gonna call it out.
Okay.
Me.
Oh no.
Merry Christmas.